The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Literally? Blissed? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Dr. Norman Shuley is with us. Dr. Shuley, I just got off the phone with one of our instructors, and she was telling me that they have family friends who received a call to their son is in the Missouri National Guard. Emergency status deployment to Ferguson, Missouri, immediately. This person has already been called up. There's an emergency status, Missouri National Guard, to go to Ferguson, Missouri. And then I've posted the rules of engagement on the website, usapreparers.com. So if you want to see what the proposed rules of engagement are for the Ferguson situation, you can go to usapreparers.com, page one. Here's my concern. I've gotten, Dr. Shuley, I've gotten a lot of calls about what my take is on Ferguson. And, you know, can it spread? Absolutely, it can spread. If you remember in the 1960s, we had the race riots, Watts in L.A., Chicago, Newark, New Jersey, many of the large cities. We had the National Guard with tanks, snipers, the military, military uniforms on the street corners, snipers on rooftops. That's the kind of stuff that was going on in the 60s, and it was a race riots. Stores were set on fire. Houses were set on fire. Buildings were set on fire all over the country. Could that happen again? Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I absolutely support the right to protest peacefully in this country. And when we have grievances against our government, and they're so easy to have, the police have been beating us up all over. They tase us, they beat us, they throw us down. Steve Angle, USAPrepares.com instructor, answered his door, and he had his 1911 45 in his hand, in his left hand. He was holding it by the muzzle pointing up. The police ring his doorbell at 12:30 at night on a Friday night, and they tell him to drop the gun. He's looking at a cop. Two cops answer or arrive at his door, uninvited. They put a muzzle of their gun in his face. They tell him to drop his gun. He's looking at them. He's about ready to get executed by the cops, and they tell him to drop his gun. And he thinks if he makes one move, he's going to get shot, even if he goes to drop the gun. So he stands there. What do? They throw him down on the ground. They beat him up, and they put him in the emergency room for 4 or 5 hours. That's a USAPrepares.com instructor. Then you take Shane Harger. Shane Harger, former chief of police, Jemez Springs, New Mexico. He gets arrested. And what do they show up to arrest Shane Harger? A SWAT team and a helicopter. Mike Parsons, in prison right now. What's his crime? Well, he ran for office and he won. Well, they're afraid he's going to clean up the county. So he's in prison. Alfio Lanuto, New Jersey. He refuses to get involved with the crime syndicate. What happens to him? A squad shows up at his house, hauls him and his wife off to jail. That's the kind of stuff that happens. And me, I just show up at an event in Springfield and the cops show up. Why? Because some broadcaster calls and says, hey, Vinny's here, call the cops. So when you look at this and you look at the reaction that we the people have toward these gauntlets that are set up on the highways and the byways all across this country. and they call them DUI checkpoints, drug enforcement checkpoints, all kinds of checkpoints. Where'd you get that money, boy? Where's that money? Why do you have $400 in your wallet? Where'd you get that? Did you steal that? I mean, those kind of questions really bother us. Papers, please. License, registration, insurance card. You don't have your insurance card? Pull that car over there. We're going to tow it away. You don't have insurance on that vehicle. You can't operate that vehicle. After a while, we're sick of it. We're sick of our dogs being shot. Well, if you put all that together and then you put Ferguson in the mix, can this spread? Absolutely. Dr. Shealy, what are your thoughts?
What can I say after that? You know, man, let's face it. I have predicted now for at least 5 or 6 years that there is a greater than 50% chance of a true civil war in this country. I'm not alone in predicting that. I think that there are enough people who are so fed up with the crap that something could happen. And when it happens, it could be serious. I mean, remember the so-called civil war that was uncivil, to say the least, in the 1800s. We lost 500,000 people back then when the population was, what, 10% or perhaps what it is now?
Right. It was absolutely horrible, the war of northern aggression, the war between the states, the civil war, whatever we want to call it. It was brother against brother. And I understand that down the road from us in Missouri, there's the county courthouse, if you will. It was divided north and south. I mean, half of the population was for the north and half was for the south, and it was terrible. Can you imagine families fighting among families trying to make their point known about which side to align with? But there's a post on the website. It's called Ferguson Rule Don't Shoot Coalition Rules of Engagement. And there are 19 items of the rules of engagement that are proposed by the Don't Shoot Coalition. And it says, number one, the first priority shall be the preservation of human life. Number eight, crowd control equipment such as armored vehicles, rubber bullets, rifles, and tear gas will not be used. Police, number seven, police will only wear attire minimally required for their safety. Specialized riot gear will be avoided except as a last resort. Media, legal observers, and medics shall not be considered participant in protests and shall be allowed to do their jobs freely. Every attempt will be made to provide alternate routes or other means for non-involved persons to get to places of employment and meet other transportation necessities. Intimidation and harassment of protesters will not be tolerated. This includes pretextual pedestrian traffic stops, contacting of employees or family members, preemptive arrest, detention of leaders, publishing of private information, other means of intimidation and harassment. So what this group has done, the Don't Shoot Coalition, they're expecting that the government is going to do a lot of things that are harmful and may escalate. And, for example, it's just like Joey Kyle. He's the sheriff of Christian County, Missouri. We had an event with him, and the media came there, and we were on television. I was the MC of the event, and you know, we were asking questions of Sheriff Joey Kyle, like, why do you have this mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicle? Why do you have this weapon of war? And he said, well, you know, there may be an active shooter situation in school, and we'll, you know, bring our guys over there to, you know, in safety. Well, this is exactly what we were talking about. We said, we don't need these things. We don't need weapons of war on the streets of the United States of America. So when we have some protesters, and then we show up with sound cannons, we have two sound cannons in Missouri, these things will make you wet your pants. they'll make you poop in your pants. They are so loud that you are incapacitated when they fire these things off, and it's just a loud, extreme sound level, a sound pressure level that just make you wet your pants, literally. These are the kinds of tools that we have in Missouri, and I object to them. I object to Joey Kyle having machine guns. What the heck does a sheriff need to have machine guns for? So we've called out the police, we've called out the state police, the sheriff's office, the National Guard, and this is all going to Ferguson and the surrounding area. Why? Because they know that there could be violence, and this I believe is an escalation. This is an escalation. Declaring war on people who may protest.
Well, I don't know. I have the foggiest idea. I think the initial reaction to the Ferguson problem was extreme, but it was caused by Al Sharpton and people like that. They incited violence, and there is no excuse for that. I mean, I actually have a $100 bet with a dear friend, and have had since a few days after the shooting, that Wilson will be exonerated.
Yeah, you're going to get that $100.
I believe it. And, yeah. Of course, if he is exonerated, that's just an excuse for the most violent people in the country to go crazy.
And there are people involved in making sure that they're violence, provocateurs.
Well, that's as a matter of fact, Sharpton and Jesse Jackson being the some of the leaders.
Yeah, I got a call from Alfio Lanuto. You'll get a chance to meet him at the expo. He's the attorney who was visited by the police, and they demanded to enter his house and search his home. And he said, "What are you kidding? You don't have a warrant to do that. You have no probable cause." And he held him off, and then they just pushed their way into his house. Anyway, so he ends up and his wife end up in jail as a result of him not allowing the police to search his house. Well, anyway, he was involved in he got a call from Al Sharpton to speak at one of the events, and what he found out was that it's all about money. It's all about, getting somebody to speak and then passing the hat to give money to these figureheads organizations. You know, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, those kinds of things. It's all about money. It's the same thing as politicians. They want money. It's about the government. They want money. All these people do things that we wouldn't even think of. Really, we wouldn't think of. Collecting money from the poor. From the ones who least have it, and then getting them to do crimes that they wouldn't necessarily do. Ferguson could be a really bad situation. I'm not going there. And we'll talk about the meetup when we come back and our response to what might happen for our meetups.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage. Period.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Wes, I just posted a link on the website about a woman's college basketball team stranded in a bus for 24 hours due to the storm. Pretty serious. Can you imagine being stranded in a bus for 24 hours and all you see is snow and,
I would
and
like to
you're
be
on the highway? And
I would like to be stranded in a bus for 1 hour.
Right, right. So so my question is, what administrative official in his school, knowing this storm is coming, knowing the snow, knowing they're in upstate New York, what school administrator would allow this to continue? I mean, I would be absolutely furious at the school for allowing that to happen, putting young people at risk. I mean, it makes no sense. And then that leads to the meetups, Dr. Shuley. If the Ferguson situation erupts into violence and it spreads out towards Springfield, Missouri, we will postpone the meetups. So what we'll do is just go to the website, usapreparers.com, and we'll let you know if we are or are not going to have a meetup, okay? And so if you are one of our meetup regulars and you get a chance and you see that we are not going to have a meetup, if you could help communicate with those in your circle, like Roy Birdsong stores. I know Roy Birdsong, his Choose Your Own Wireless store in Springfield, Missouri, is a hangout for USA Preparers students and instructors, and so is the Dollar Value Computer store in Nixa, Judy and John Dollarhite. So their store is a hangout also. So if you happen to be involved with us, please pay attention to the website, because we will not be having a meetup should violence erupt? Should it not be safe? And I mentioned this. I've been mentioning this for years. At some point, something can happen spontaneously that can prevent us from getting together. It can interrupt your news source. So please do not depend on us for your source of news. We've been teaching as best we can for over four years how to think, how to prepare, and this is what we've been talking about. We didn't know exactly what it was. We didn't know if it would be the weather, the power grid, the government, the financial collapse, health. We didn't know. Food supply, strike, whatever it might be, an act of God, whatever, or all of the above. We don't know. But you really need to prepare and think for yourselves. Think outside the box. Make do with what you have. Stop going to ball games. Stop watching television. And spend your resources learning how to do things. Alternative medicine. Get healthy. Eat the right foods. Grow your own garden. Dr. Shealy, I mentioned that we talk about the farm. And over the summer, I was just one level below panic. Literally building this barn for the animals, for water storage, for things. I knew the winter was going to be rough. I knew it, and here it is. It is really, really rough. The temperatures are way below normal. The animals are cold. And all the ponds on the farm are frozen, everyone, or they were yesterday. And the stream is frozen. So we put in an underground fed watering system with cattle waters that are less likely to freeze. It's powered by a well and it's backed up by a generator. So we can get our cows water or they'll die. Well, here it is. The streams are frozen. The ponds are frozen. And they're freezing below temperatures that they would have normally frozen. It would have taken many more days of freezing cold temperatures. And I think there's something going on with these chemtrails that's causing water to freeze sooner. At lower temperature, at higher temperatures. What do you think?
I don't know. The severe drop in temperature certainly is enough to make it freeze early.
Mm-hmm.
But the severe drop, I think, as you have already suggested, is probably, quote, artificial, if it could be called that, or mm-hmm. purposefully created by the evil empire. I looked on the website, by the way, and that last chemtrail photograph, I've never seen anything that dense before.
You're talking about on our website, Dr. Stewart?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this isn't like I went and photoshopped this or I found some pictures. This is directly over the farmhouse. I mean, in some of the pictures, I tried not to include the roof lines, but in a couple of the pictures, you might even see part of the roof line and recognize that from our farm. That is our farm, right over our farm. And it's not just our farm. I'm hearing the same things are happening in California and the East Coast. We made this storm. Dr. Shealy, and I'll be right back, and let's talk about the roots of trauma.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 80.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, Dr. Sheely, here's an unpleasant thought. San Diego, we just put a post on the website. San Diego is forced to recycle sewage into drinking water because of the devastating drought. So a lot of us believe that we've engineered climate change or through geoengineering, the spraying of chemicals, the changing the weather patterns. And California is in a serious drought. Almost all of California is in a drought right now. And so California is is seriously considering drinking treated sewage for their taps. Now, that's something that man has only done in very, very, very desperate times.
Vince, way back in the mid-60s, for 1 week, there were a couple of articles in everything from Time and a few newspapers about the problems of chlorinated water, because obviously many, many, even way back then, much of city water was chlorinated with some sewage contaminant. And chlorine actually changes certain things in sewage into carcinogenic agents. And this was known 60 plus years ago. So doing it with pure sewage just means there's more carcinogenic agents than average. Have I made my point?
You have. And I'll tell you, I was in the shower this morning, and I wanted to ask you about this. I was at a friend's house. You know him, John Stadtmiller. He owns Republic Broadcasting. I spent a week with him a couple of years ago at his home. And he lives in Round Rock, Texas. This is all public information. I'm not sharing any secrets here. And he's very concerned about chlorine. And so he filters his drinking water with a Berkey filter, a carbon block filter. And he is so concerned about the chlorine and the contaminants in the water, he filters his water as we do. Now, he also has on his shower head a carbon block filter to filter out the chlorine in the shower head. Now, here's why I'm asking this. For almost all of my life, I have had the luxury of being on a well. Okay, when I grew up, we had well water. Here at the farm, we've had well water and so forth. So I don't have to worry about chlorine in the water per se. But so here's the question: he had this filter on the shower head, and it absolutely positively stopped the chlorine odor. Now, as I think about this, we think about chlorine is injected into the water, and at some point it will leave the water, it will volatilize. But if you put the water in a hot water heater, as you would for a shower, that water will tend to, the chlorine will tend to volatilize even faster because the water's heated. So now we're in a shower in a semi-closed environment so that the water won't escape and run all over the floor, either in a shower stall or a bathtub with a shower curtain kind of thing or doors. We're in this semi-closed environment where we're being subjected to breathing water that has the chlorine evaporating at a very quick pace. How much damage are we doing if we don't have what John Stadtmiller has, like that chlorine water filter?
We don't know. It's obviously not studied adequately. We do know that there was an article many, many years ago suggesting that coronary artery disease was exquisitely rare before chlorination of water, that perhaps it, you know, has increased the risk of coronary artery disease. I mean, again, as you and I know, we think fluoride's bad, but chlorine is probably almost as bad.
Right.
And I would not want to drink it or bathe in it, period. In fact, you know, I put in a hot tub to jog in. I don't think we've talked about
right.
that. I love to jog in a swimming pool, but I don't care for swimming, but I just like to jog in the water. So I put in a 5 foot deep hot tub. And I'm not using chlorine in it. I'm using a copper substance and some other safer things to keep it, you know, from getting.
So you're using an ionizer to clean the water, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We had one of those silver and copper ions, an ionizer in our swimming pool when we had one in Virginia, and it was absolutely wonderful. The water was crystal clear. You could see a dime, whether it was heads or tails, in the deep end, 8 feet. through the water. I mean, if there weren't any ripples in the water, you could, but you could see the clarity of the water was so clear, you could see whether a dime was heads or tails in the deep end with this copper and silver ionizer. Well, Dr. Shealy, so here, I guess this is another part of that same question. So we have a problem with fluoride being injected into our water. All right, so we don't want to drink it. But what about bathing in it?
It still gets into your system.
Okay, so the skin, the largest organ of the body, will absorb the fluoride as well as the chlorine, and ultimately harmful effects to the body, just by cleaning ourselves in the bathtub and the shower.
Exactly.
Wow. It's a real problem, Dr. Shealy. I mean, other than putting a fluoride filter on the water, the shower, the bathtub, I mean, that's a lot of water. I mean, a typical bathtub might hold 40 gallons of water. If you fill it half, that's 20 gallons. That's a lot of water to treat. And that would be quite an expense in terms of replacing the filters to bathe in carbon block filtered and fluoride neutralized filtration systems.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a post on the website about alcohol. And in my life, I've met a few people who just seemed to be alcoholics, and they just couldn't stop, could not stop, didn't seem to want to stop. I mean, they would get sick from the alcohol toxicity. They'd vomit. They'd have headaches. They'd lose their jobs. I mean, I've met people like this. And there's a post on the website. We have a link to it. And it says, heavy drinkers can't give up alcohol because alcohol damages part of their brain, the frontal lobes, that deals with self-control. So actually, this article says that they're damaging the brain, which we've all known that alcohol can kill brain cells, but they're damaging part of the brain that allows us to have self-control, and without self-control, we might continue to drink more. What do you think?
Well, you know, it is not a normal substance. Here's one article I just looked up. Increased risk of bladder cancer associated with consumption of chlorinated tap water.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, here's one on the effect on high-density lipoproteins. Chlorine in drinking water may interact some way that, quote, affects lipid levels. That fits in very nicely with the increase in heart disease when chlorine was introduced.
And what about weight then, Dr. Shealy? You're talking about lipids. Would that increase our weight also?
Well, that I don't know. We've got we've got enough other junk in the food supply that it would be almost impossible to do it. To understand?
You're talking about chlorine, and I thought when I was in the shower, I was thinking about this. So I was thinking that I'm really fortunate because we live on a farm that has a well. So we don't have chlorine. And I was thinking about when I go to Jimmy's Egg. Now, Jimmy's Egg is in Springfield, and that's where we have our meetup. Now, Jimmy's Egg uses the municipal water supply. So if I were to have a soft drink, it would be produced with city water. If I were to have iced tea, same thing. If I were to have hot tea, same thing. If I were to have coffee, same thing. If I had water, it would be just out of the tap. Now, so here's the question. And I've thought this through for many, many years. What I do is I order coffee. Now, there's some risk in having coffee, too. But I'm thinking that coffee, typically coffee makers in restaurants have inline carbon block water filters. So I kind of like the idea that the water is filtered with a carbon block, assuming that the filters are changed on a regular basis. That's one thing. The other thing is the brewing process of making coffee heats the water. There's steam, and I believe that that would help release the chlorine that is injected in the water by the municipal water system So I would be drinking less chlorine by drinking coffee than if I had a soft drink. What do you think? You think that's sound logic or not
well,
sound logic?
Yeah. Again, it's quantity, isn't it?
It is.
I don't think drinking an occasional glass of city water is the problem. I think drinking 2 quarts a day of city water is cumulatively a problem.
Okay, and it's a problem when you go out. You know, to me, it's wrong to bring my own water to a restaurant. It's wrong for me to bring my own beverage to a restaurant because that's what they're in the business of selling. I mean, it just isn't right. So I do drink coffee when I go to a restaurant. And you can tell that the water in a lot of restaurants, just smell the water. You know it's city water. And people put lemon and sugar and all kinds of things in it because it tastes bad. It smells bad. I'm talking about anywhere. I'm not talking about Jimmy's Egg in specific. I'm talking about city water. Smells bad. Tastes bad. Dr. Shuley. Dr. Shuley, there's a post on the website about sugar is now in 80% of our food. And the article goes on to say, you know, we consume about 40 teaspoons of sugar a day. That could be in soda, ice cream. Even spaghetti sauce in the can or jar has sugar in it. Can we talk about your thoughts relating to sugar in our food everywhere we go when we come back?
Yeah.
Dr. Norman Shuley. We're going to talk about sugar. NormShuley.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Americans, you are being lied to. Does your skin crawl when a politician or a stock market guru say that we are in the midst of an economic recovery? According to top insiders, the largest financial meltdown in history is coming. You can prepare, but if you're living paycheck to paycheck, how do you find the cash? If you're fortunate enough to have retirement savings, it's probably not enough. And if it's in the market, it could be wiped out just like the last crash. But this time, it will almost certainly be much worse. Precious metals are a great hedge, but they won't generate immediate cash flow to pay the bills. Learn the secret to creating cash flow and freedom. Get a free copy of my special report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117. Or visit babyboomerbackupplan.com. Traditional retirement may not be in the cards, but re-inspirement can change everything. babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeals, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh,
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Very quickly, the freedom in the United States of America has fallen. There are 20 countries that have more freedom than we have, and freedom has dropped under Barry Satoro, a.k.a. Barack Obama, and the guy who's his right-hand man, the guy who is two floppy shoes short of a clown suit, that would be Joe Biden. So number one in freedom is New Zealand, number two Norway, Australia's three, Iceland four, Canada, Sweden, Netherlands, Uruguay, Denmark, United Kingdom, Ireland, Switzerland, Belgium, Germany, Costa Rica, Finland, France, Austria, Malta, and Portugal all have more freedom than the United States of America. We're losing our freedom every second under the current regime, led by Barry and the bozos. It's a disgrace. And we need to stop this at the local level. I believe that our best efforts would be spent stopping the corruption at the local level, where you can reach out and discuss things with those who are allegedly representing your interests. Find out where they live and go visit them. Dr. Shealy, sugar is now in 80% of the food we eat. Average Americans or the average person eats about 40 teaspoons per day of sugar. It's just amazing. It's amazing how much sugar we consume. And it's certainly, we're certainly wearing it well, aren't we?
Well, yes. If with two-thirds of people overweight, that's how we're wearing it.
Yeah.
No, sugar is a poison. Sugar is the original non-food, the first that was ever artificially produced. You know, there's nothing wrong with eating sugar cane. But when you take out the sugar and throw away the fiber and the vitamins and minerals, it becomes poison. So I've been saying this for at least 50 years. I haven't had sugar in my house as a primary, you know, as a use since at least 1970. And in general, with the exception of dark chocolate, I don't buy anything that has sugar in it.
Dr. Shealy, when we consume sugar, if we eat candy, I can tell you that the symptoms are you become more lethargic, you might have a ramp up of energy, and then the collapse is terrible. So
yeah,
we become lethargic. I mean, it's got to be toxic to the system to cause that kind of impact on our bodies.
Well, it is toxic. And interestingly, however, every time we turn around, there's more evidence that all of the artificial foods are bad. New article just today that people under the age of 45 who've eaten a lot of trans fats have much worse memory than people who don't eat trans fats. I've known that trans fats were bad practically since I was in medical school. Trans fats, artificially hydrogenated, plastic fat, junk, poison food, just as bad as sugar.
Dr. Shealy, I met a guy who's a medical doctor in Springfield, and he said to me, he said, Vinny, you know, I used to think you were fringe, and you know the people whom you hang around with are fringe. He said, "Now I'm one of you guys." Dr. Shealy, he's talking about you. he's talking about you too. And what I'm saying is that the things that you've been saying for all of these years, people are just discovering that those guys aren't really all that nuts. They actually, what they're saying is really true. We've been lied to everywhere we look, by the media, by magazines, by newspapers, the internet, the talking heads, the mainstream
CDC,
is really...
The FDA, yeah. The White House.
Yeah. And the list goes on and on. And we're surrounded. We're surrounded by these guys who are telling us what to do, what to think, what not to do. Dr. Shealy, if we'd like to get your newsletter, we can go to normshealy.com, normshealy.com. And if you want to get the same newsletters that I get multiple times a week, short, to the point, worth reading, go to normshealy.com, sign up. No charge, no cost. Dr. Shealy, thanks so much for being with us. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jam, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.